on Dexter Avenue on Detroit's west side, a little ways south of the Davison, chicken wings are sizzling on an outdoor grill.
Today we're doing just whole wings. We may do sausages later. Sometimes we have dollar sliders and dollar drinks, soda, whatever.
That's Frederick Lamar, the force behind Dollar Wings and Things. In addition to this food venture, he owns the vacant building next door and hopes to turn that into a barbershop and clothing store.
So I do custom suits, and currently I'm working with, about to do the wardrobe for Hill Harper, running for the Democratic Senate for Michigan. I'm about to start doing his wardrobe as he's campaigning for the election.
Lamar's tailored suits feature pinstripes and plaids, but the barbecue setup here is sparse. Not much more than a grill and a folding table on an empty lot. Yet Lamar says this side of the road pop-up, which doesn't even have a sign posted, is attracting customers.
So you get a variety of people. Like the city workers was working right over here. They all came and bought something. The people that painted the building down there, they stopped and purchased some things. So some everybody.
Lakeithia Morgan is one of the regulars.
Yeah, I come every day.
She says she knows someone else who started coming here every day, and they lost weight.
They lost like 21 pounds because that's all they eat is they chicken, like, you know, because it's not fried or, you know, anything like that. So I mainly come for the chicken.
While I'm talking to Morgan, a car drives by that she recognizes.
They look like my sister.
Oh, yeah, she's popping a U-turn right now. She's coming back.
I try to come and get some money. Wait a minute. Hold on. Keep going.
Morgan turns toward her sister, who's now pulled up in her car.
You want a wing? All right. So I gotta get 6 wings because I'm going to give her a wing.
Lamar says he and his helpers are out here grilling every day that weather permits. Monday through Saturday, they set up by 11 a.m. and stay until nightfall. Sundays are a little different. The team starts at 5 p.m. and hands out free hot suppers until they run out.
Yesterday it was baked chicken, cabbage, and cornbread. So it'll be something different every Sunday. Here's what my sister feel like cooking.
Lamar aims to give away 200 meals each week. He says he pays for the supplies with money from his food sales. He's compelled to donate the dinners because he got a second lease on life. About 9 years ago, Lamar had dangerously high blood pressure and his kidney stopped working.
And it went and turned into end-stage renal failure. I was on dialysis about 3.5 years. I got listed on the transplant list, actually in Toledo, Ohio. Then I was fortunate enough to get a kidney. And once I got that, it kind of like something just triggered to help people.
Lamar says because somebody helped him, he wants to help others.
I'm a blessed individual, so I just want to keep getting my blessings and, you know, just keep waking up every day and want to help.
Lamar plans to have someone grilling here throughout the winter, offering food on a stretch of Dexter that doesn't have many options, and on Sunday evenings, feeding whoever stops by. I'm Laura Herberg, WDET News.